With a Senate report out this week on the CIA's interrogation techniques, much of the news has focused on whether so-called enhanced interrogation is essentially torture. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans has a related question. Have depictions of torture on TV and in films helped convince us that it does, in fact, work?
The following drama contains adult content. Viewer discretion is advised.
That's the warning viewers saw just before an episode of ABC's Scandal, where a trained torturer said this to a friend.
Normally, I'd start with a drill or a scalpel. Peeling off the skin can be beautiful. Or removing fingers, toes. I like the feeling of a toe being separated from a foot. I'm so sorry because I'm going to enjoy this.
Scenes like that have become a regular part of some popular TV shows and movies. People may disagree in real life, but in Hollywood, torture works. From Kiefer Sutherland as hard-nosed government agent Jack Bauer on Fox's 24.
You probably don't think that I could force this towel down your throat. But trust me, I can.
To Liam Neeson's ex-CIA operative Brian Mills, shocking a man for information in the movie Taken.
You either give me what I need or this switch will stay on until they turn the power off for lack of payment on the bill.
There's just one problem with these scenes, according to former FBI agent and interrogation expert Joe Navarro.
None of it works. I've done thousands of interviews, and I can tell you, none of it works.
Navarro, who spent 13 years training FBI interrogators, said treating terrorists humanely and empathizing with them works better than abusing them. Those tactics often surprise trainees raised on TV police dramas and spy movies.
Some of the younger guys were, I think, really surprised when we came in and talked about rapport building, establishing friendships, sharing food, because they had seen so many hundreds of hours of television.
Navarro joined a group of interrogation professionals in 2006 who asked producers of 24 to tone down their torture scenes. Another expert who talked to them was Tony Camerino, an Air Force veteran who played a key role in tracking down terrorist leader Abu Musab al-Zarqawi.
What we want to do is more educate and tell people, look, some of the real-life situations we can give you would be even more exciting, but they don't involve your protagonist, the person that we're supposed to be rooting for, torturing people.
Camerino now works as a writer and technical consultant on CBS's adventure drama Person of Interest.
2 years ago, I wrote an episode in which a detective was interrogating one of our main characters, accusing him of having committed a murder, and essentially the approach he used was what we call we know all.
You see, when dirty cops want to eliminate DNA from a crime scene, they use bleach. But bleach stains things, like the carpet in the trunk of the vehicle that you signed out on the day that Stills disappeared.
He presented all the evidence that he had to try to make the suspect feel as if it was worthless to try and resist, because he already knew everything.
Have these efforts to change TV torture had an effect? Two producers from 24 who met with Navarro and Camerino in 2006 say those talks affected work on their current series, Showtime's Homeland. That program won an award in 2012 from Human Rights First for its depiction of the war on terror. Still, the episode of CBS's Person of Interest with Camerino's interrogation scene also featured a guest character threatening to shoot someone to get information. And the revival of 24 this summer showed Jack Bauer interrogating a suspect like this.
Well, I can assure you, full immunity is not on the table, but your hand is.
Sometimes it seems the drama of torture is too great to resist, even when producers know how dangerous and damaging it is in the real world. I'm Eric Deggans.